Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we got a really good show for you today. We have Dr. Sherry Edwards, and you know, the founder of Bioacoustics, where you can tell all about a person's personality, intentions, and so forth from the frequencies of their voice. And this intentionality has been borne out over and over again. We've asked her to come back and do some analysis of some contemporary issues, including, you know, things going on with Trump and Biden and so forth. And I think you're going to find this not just to be factual and scientifically interesting. And we will send you to a place, if you're new to bioacoustics, to show you exactly how it works. In fact, we'll give you the opportunity to even work it yourself. And Sherry is making that available to as many people as possible. And we're going to go there today. And I think you're going to find this to be interesting. And I found it to be very entertaining as I reviewed the material we're going to cover. Anyway, before we go to Sherry, we need to express our concerns. This government just put a man in prison for 10 years for simply making hyperbole of an election date, changing the election date. And you could see it was a joke. He had a Trump hat on. He's going to prison for 10 years. They're coming after us, folks. They're coming after us. They start up my phone when I'm on my TV show and start dialing numbers when the phone was turned off and sitting several feet away from me. And that happened on air. I showed it. So they're coming after us, and they're setting it up to come after your food. The railroad derailments, well, they're 62% of agricultural transportation. Get Bill Gates buying up farmland faster than you can say it. The Chinese are doing the same thing. They're trying to use food as a choke point against you of control. You need to get outside their system. So very quickly, go to My Patriot Supply, which you can reach by going to foodwithdave.com. And what we find, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day, restaurant quality food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, lots of variety, snacks for the kids. It's all purpose. And right now, they've got it on sale. And you're going to get a great discount, save $200. Go to work on this now, folks, because they're coming for your food supply. And if you have food, you darn well better have water filtration, because we've talked about grid down. If we go to war, that's exactly what's going to happen. Grid will go down, and where will you get your water? Oh, you'll be able to scavenge it. You won't have any problem finding water sources, but is it drinkable water? Well, we have the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. It's number one in the industry. We published the research results, and they too have it on sale, and they purposely limit their production of their product to keep the cost down. They run out all the time. So you want to act quickly on the food and water. Go to foodwithdave.com, waterwithdave.com. And then one more thing. They're moving to take your money from the banks. Janet Yellen's already talking about seizing retirements and putting them under federal custody control. That's another way of saying they can take it. The Dodd-Frank law says they can steal all your bank assets, including your retirement. Well, Noble Gold has a way out for you. They are the best that there is at retirement conversion that you control, not the banks. And you want to avoid Dodd-Frank law to take your savings and your checking and your money markets. So you want to be an asset diversification. Noble Gold will help you with that too. Go to gold. Excuse me. I just messed that up. DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. I will send you a free information packet. You look it over and then give Noble Gold a call. But I wouldn't wait, because right now two banks have failed. 186 are on the watch list. It's starting, folks. It's starting. And under the Dodd-Frank law, they can steal your money because you're declared to be an unsecured creditor. So that would be DaveHodgesGold.com. If you noticed, everything I presented here with regard to our sponsors is about helping you get outside the system. This is why we choose these products, because we feel you're going to need to be outside the system. Well, Sherry Edwards is educating you on what's inside the system. Sherry, welcome to the show. And we got to go a whole litany of stuff here. And I'm going to put a little plug in for our TV show. Sherry doesn't know it yet, but we're going to have her on a little later in the week. And we're going to talk about the things that we don't get to cover today at thecommonsenseshow.tv. You want to sign up for that now. We have a panel of experts like Sherry that can educate you on what's coming, because what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. You need this information so you can make good decisions. Sherry, I know that was a mouthful, but my gosh, there's so much to cover. And you've been such a great guest to our show that we're so indeed blessed to have you back. And tell me and tell the audience where we're going to go today.
Well, it's great to be here, but I was absolutely outraged by one of your shows that you recently did. It was horrifying. And so I want to talk about that because I was so impressed with the man that was talking. He had been totally abused, but there was no vengeance in his heart. He was only there to help other people. I just think...
Who are you talking about, Sherry? I'm talking
Mark Steeman, when you... I think it's Steeman. Uh-huh. Mark and Terry were on with you.
Yes. The CPS, it's a money-making racket to steal kids, and a lot of those kids get trafficked.
Yes, and they took seven of their children 7 years ago on an absolutely trumped-up charge and then took away the family's money so they couldn't fight it. So it's exactly what you've been talking about for years now. Of what is going on. It's just one little thing that happened just makes me outrageous.
The Siemens are
looking at the government.
They're just like a long line of CPS abuse. I started with Stacy Lynn in Fort Collins, Colorado, because she was politically active against the Agenda 21 establishment in that city. They stole her kid, and they didn't even charge her with anything. And then Monica Wesolowski, former State Department employee, same behavior because she had an NRA bumper sticker on her car. She was concealed carry, and they stole her kid. So I've been down this road with these people across the country many, many times. And unfortunately, this wonderful couple is just the latest in this abuse. It's absolutely horrific. But CPS on the inside. Former CPS people, legislators, some of them have ended up dead. They have accused CPS of trafficking kids for years.
Well, what it comes down to is united we stand, divided we fall. Civility is dead, and Biden is gaslighting the people. They're separating the people. They're using IRS. They're using a sense of justice. The latest IRS, and this is hard to believe, but it's along the same lines. The IRS now has permission that if some of your friends have done something, then they claim that that person may be hiding assets through you. And just because you knew this person, were in a meeting with them, they now have the right to go through every one of your IRS
mm-hmm,
records
mm-hmm, yeah.
without notice. So they're trying to pit people against each other. And it's exactly divided, we fall. And that's what you've been preaching all along. Go to your locals. Get together. Don't let this happen.
Yeah, Sherry, let me say something about that. I've been looking over that case, interesting enough, just this morning. And we're preparing something to go out, most likely on our TV show about this. But what this does is this violates attorney-client privilege, where they can go into your attorney's files to get evidence against you. That is totally unconstitutional and illegal. But this is the Bolshevik communism that we're falling under today. And that's why we have you on, so you can expose their agendas for the people to see and so we can take collective action. Where do you want to start with today's analysis?
I want to ask a question first. We can look at this couple, and they are telling the truth. They did take their kids on a trumped-up charge. I've sent you the article about it and who's guilty and who isn't, so you can post that. But I want to know why this doofus Biden is still in office when he has broken all of these laws. It doesn't make any sense to me. So they're even using the Justice Department against us. And I've been attacked since I've been on your show. I've been attacked more than from any other place. We're having to get extra kinds of protection. When I
can you give me the definition of doofus? Well,
just a minute.
Before you go to doofus, and I think this is humorous in one sense, but how have you been attacked? This is something I may be unaware of this.
Trying to get on your show. And look at some of these videos from your show and they play 3 minutes and totally black out. And I have to get another address to try to find what you did. So they know I'm looking at it and they just black you out.
But you go to another address, you're able to access my work?
Yes, and it took me 4 different addresses to be able to access your work and to do this work on the Steeman family. He's telling the truth. He's very interested in the future. You'd think that he would be vengeful, and he's not. I love this couple and what they're doing.
Yes, I
for
agree.
The people.
I agree. We had, let me tell you the story, backstory behind this. Clay Clark's people, I love Clay Clark. He's a great, great guy. His people contacted me, his support staff. And I interview Clay. By the way, we're interviewing him on our radio show next week, but we usually do TV. And Clay's people said, Dave, you got to interview this couple. Would you have any interest in doing CPS abuse? And I said, well, I've done it before. And I looked at their case. I called them back. I said, absolutely, I'll do this. So we published that interview, the first interview, and it was, gosh, it was a month ago, maybe more, a month, 5 weeks ago. And it was up on our TV site. And I had also put it on our website because I thought it was in the public interest. We usually don't do that with our TV shows. It's proprietary. But I wanted to serve as a warning to many parents about what can happen. Be wary of CPS. When they come to your door, they're not your friend. And so I'm published in both places. And then I get a call from Clay's assistant, JT. And JT says, Dave, I can't find it. Where is it? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, that interview, it's not up there. And I went and looked, and he was right. It was taken off our TV. It was taken off our website. And I had a heck of a time getting it back up there, Sherry. It was rebroadcasted 4 or 5 days ago up on our TV site. So they're messing with me, too. You know, the idea to turn on my phone when I'm on the air with Doug, and then this idea of taking down this CPS show. So you're absolutely right. They are messing with us actively.
This is a very honorable man. He's telling the truth.
Yep.
What they did was take his children based on the fact that they thought his daughter was anorexic. So they took her to an eye doctor, and the eye doctor wanted to take blood and send her blood someplace, and they came and took all 7 of the children. You'd think this couple would be vengeful. He's not. He's very concerned about the future of this system doing this. The other thing they did was to take his pension. He's a retired is the Army. I can't remember which service he was in. But they went in and took his pension. So they had to move to a different city, to a smaller house. They couldn't hardly eat. They wouldn't give him money to live on, and they certainly didn't give him any money to fight this. They do have a website, letourchildrengo.org, and I don't donate to anything, but I'm donating to them.
Awesome. That is awesome.
That is just incredible. And the same thing is happening with the IRS, and we can look at that. The IRS can lie to you, and they often do. We've been audited several times, and they have lied to us so many times. Do not trust them. Don't open the door. What is in Congress now? Talibi, is that he the reporter that is testifying?
Oh, Matt Talibi, yeah, uh-huh, right, yes.
Well, he was testifying, and he's telling the truth, according to Bioacoustics. They went to his house and announced themselves as an IRS agent. Now, I don't know what they did to him, if he owed something, but it's pure intimidation. And it started with that Lois Lerner when Ron Paul was running, and they attacked the Tea Parties through the IRS. They've announced, too, that they've added 4,000 more IRS agents that are going to be coming at you. So we have a show coming up.
I thought that the House did away with the funding for the extra IRS agents.
somewhere they found the money. It was announced in this article that came out yesterday. They now have 4,000 more IRS agents that can come and get you and get your friends and get everything about anybody you've ever talked to. And to me, that's totally illegal because you had a phone call with this person. They can now investigate you without notice. So IRS is coming after you. It's been weaponized. That's the only thing I can think of it. And looking at that, and divided we fall. They're trying to turn us against our friends and not be friends. They're trying to use the justice system against, like your friend, 10 years for nothing. Like what's happening to Trump being indicted for a misdemeanor. I mean, it's just, we've got to band together and get rid of Department of Justice, IRS, all the people that are being used to intimidate us. And I want to talk too about a potential leader. I listened, I don't know whether to go here with Trump because I have information about that, or to jump to Robert Kennedy.
Let's do Trump first and then Kennedy.
Okay. With Trump, he did not have an affair with Stormy Daniels. Now, there was contact. There was exposure. Can I say he just let himself be serviced?
Yeah, I understand.
But there was not an affair. And I confirmed that through Hannity and through Stormy Daniels herself. I've done all of their vocal prints. Hannity's the one that let it out of the bag. And he's the first one I ever caught lying deliberately about this. And Hannity was, several years ago, was talking to Trump about this affair. And Hannity knew the truth. He knew there was no affair. There was an association, and you could tell it in his voice, but he's the one that gave it away. So there's no affair, and that's all they're saying. They don't say it's a bookkeeping error. They say, oh, it's because of this affair. That's not what happened. And I hope they take that Alvin Bragg, is that his name?
Yeah, the DA for Manhattan.
Because he is not telling the truth. He's very vengeful. His voice is very similar to Rachel Maddow.
Really? So let's break down Alvin Bragg a little bit now. What did you find specifically in your research on his frequencies?
Lack of foundation. Somebody else is calling the shots.
George Soros.
And remember that he was campaigning on "I'll get Trump," just like that silly lady we did before when she was she said, we're going to get Trump, and never even looked at the evidence. Same with these people in The View. Get Trump. That's it. Get Trump. They're going to hound him into the ground till he's not going to get anything done from these people. Absolutely handing him raw deal, trumped up charges, no pun intended. But they are going to pound him into the ground. So Bragg already made up his mind when he was running that he's going to get Trump. And they're saying it out loud. We don't care if there's evidence or not. We'll make it up and as we go along. And you guys better believe, because if you don't believe, we're going to put you in prison. We're going to take your money. We're going to take your children. We're going to take your food. Divided, we fall.
Right.
And we're looking back at this, and we've said this on your show many times, China and the cartels are behind this, and they are probably doing it together. You know, when Trump or when Biden says, believe me, I'm telling you the truth, and there's the open borders, there's Afghanistan, he's gaslighting the people. And if Biden ever wins again, and I've looked at the 2,000 mules. I've looked at all of those things that were done. And those people are telling the truth. The election was stolen. And it's going to come out in history that it was. And that we have this doofus now as a president that's really wrecking our country to the world, wrecking our company's finances, wrecking our country to other people's, just totally doing the job of a blithering idiot, or somebody else is calling the shots and he's just Pinocchio Biden. It's just ridiculous what he's getting away with. Look at what happened to Hillary and her emails and garbage. And oh, well, there isn't enough to prosecute. But look at what they're prosecuting Trump over. He really is a gunslinger kind of personality. People don't like how he cleaned it up, don't like the person, or that's what they're saying, but they certainly like the job that he did if they're with him. And China, who had a professor say, "We can't control Trump, and we're going to do everything that we possibly can to get rid of him." So they are attacking him on how many sides at once, when he is what stands between the government killing us off and Trump is trying to protect us.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to say this: they're not done with Trump. Even the Manhattan thing will get thrown out. Bragg is probably responding to Soros pressure, and pressure from within the Democratic Party. And basically, I mean, he passed on this case once already. He dragged his feet on this case repeatedly because he's ignoring exculpatory evidence, which he knows it's evidence that proves that Trump is innocent. For example, we have written document from Michael Cohen, the chief witness in this case against Trump, that said that Trump family, the campaign, didn't know about Stormy Daniels. I paid it off as a nuisance, and I took out a loan to do it. He put that in writing. He told Attorney Costello, his attorney, who's now been all over Fox News telling this story. In other words, was Cohen lying then, or is he lying now? He's a perjurer that belongs in prison. But Alvin Bragg has this information. He's guilty of ignoring exculpatory evidence. That's grounds for disbarment, removal from office, and prison. In fact, I made an all call earlier this morning on my YouTube channel. I said, you need to write to your representatives and tell them to go after Bragg. Look at his George Soros associations. Look at his campaign financing. There's a reason two of his senior attorneys quit in the middle of the Trump persecution, because they didn't want to go to jail. And no question, Bragg would try to hide behind misdeeds of subordinates to shield himself. And so they quit. And I said, Bragg needs to be made an example out of. If we make an example out of Alvin Bragg, these other people, like in Atlanta, they want to prosecute Trump for saying the election was stolen. Hey, Stacey Abrams said that she's the governor of Georgia and the election was stolen. Ain't nothing happening to that Democrat. And it's not illegal to say an election stolen. Hello, all 50 states, if you use Dominion voting machines, early balloting, and ballot boxes, your elections are stolen. I'll say it again, your elections are stolen. So come after me. And this is something that I'm really sick of, and the people need to mobilize right now against Alvin Bragg. And you do that by pushing Congress to go after him. So sorry for the
Thank you.
diatribe there, Sherry, but you hit one of my hot buttons there with what you said.
They need to go after the other people who deliberately trumped up charges and tried to destroy Trump's reputation. He was indicted. Why would you vote for him? It's just pressure on the people. They need to give Pelosi a 50-year sentence and Liz Cheney at least a 10-year sentence. Both of those have just trumped up garbage. And
Well, yeah, Liz Cheney is guilty of withholding exculpatory evidence. That's why they had to let the shaman out of prison, because evidence shows that the Capitol Police brought him into the Capitol. They brought him in, they prayed with him. And all of a sudden now the narrative against him collapses, and so the DOJ goes, whoops, we better let him out of prison. And see, the J6 committee repressed all that information. So they should be disbarred because they're all lawyers, and they should be going to prison too.
Yes, so not only go after Bragg, go after these other idiots. Is Jim Jordan made an announcement that he's going after these January 6 yahoos?
No, I think he did a weather balloon, and here's what I mean by that. What's it like up there? He released the files to Tucker. Now, I will tell you this, Tucker hasn't played any more of the files, and we know he has them. Why hasn't he? Because, listen to me, people, Tucker's the real deal, but Fox News is controlled opposition. They let things come out that are conspiratorial and true and can be proven, but they know this Department of Justice is so corrupt and is weaponized against average Americans like us that nothing will ever happen. But it makes people stand down because they go, oh, look, the DOJ knows this. It's out there in the public. Tucker's talking about it, so we don't have to do anything. And this is why they engage in controlled opposition, to take away your motivation to act. And I'm saying our motivation to act should be enhanced by what's been done, and we should be demanding that Liz Cheney and Alvin Bragg and everyone like them who ignores exculpatory evidence should be in prison.
Yes, I totally agree. And I've looked at Robert Kennedy. He has the same kind of foundation, a love of the people that Trump has, but he doesn't, he has a lot of baggage, but not Trump baggage that they're going after. Kennedy doesn't need their money. He's not bought by China, and neither's Trump, but Biden totally is, and you can see it in the voices of the president of China and Liz Cheney, and all of them are in this pot together because their vocal prints are similar, and that means they have a similar agenda. But Robert Kennedy Jr. has announced, I think it was March 3rd, that his wife has given permission for him to run for president in 2024. And I sent you a link to what I used to listen to this. And if they'll listen to that link all the way through, it's got two parts. One where he's talking about how he was an environmentalist and he went after the people who are polluting the water and the soil of other countries, and how he really got started in the vaccine drama. And one of the reporters said, how can you defend these children not getting vaccines when it will say his life? He said, I don't agree, and you just need to prove me wrong. And now it's coming out. You've been preaching about this for a year. I've been talking about it. It's now coming out. New article today, new hidden information about myocarditis. So they have totally usurped our health in trying to keep us sick because sick people can't fight. But when you look, when you read or listen to what Robert Kennedy Jr. is talking about, the last half of this interview is about what they did to his uncle and his father, both assassinated. And he said, I know where the dirt is. I know what's going on with the government, and it needs to be cleaned up. If he were to run against Biden, there can't be but a handful of people that even would consider supporting Biden. Robert Kennedy is such a phenomenal candidate because he has the Kennedy legacy behind him. He has the facts about what happened. He discloses here who went after his uncle and assassinated his father. He has no need to control unless there is justice involved. He's concerned about America's future. He's very whole-brained. His sense of justice is firmly settled. He doesn't need the money for this. I don't know why anybody would want the bother, but I even think he could take some of Trump's policy and incorporate it into his agenda. Now, I hate what they're doing to Trump. I love what Trump did for the country, but I think they have ruined Trump past the point of no return. And I think people really resent Trump. I think they really resent Trump for not doing something when the election was stolen.
I think Trump did a lot. I think he could have done more. I'll back up, and it's easy to armchair quarterback. So let me just say, knowing what I know now, and actually I advocated for it at the time, I said that Trump should have declared an insurrection, brought the National Guard out when they knew the voting had stopped. He should have brought the National Guard in to seize the votes and not allow anything else in. And had he done that, he would have forced a constitutional crisis. He very well would have lost in the courts, but at least he would have done something to give himself a chance. Because, see, what they do, Sherry, in these votes, and this is something, I know you know this, and I'm going to brag for a second, but I'm not bragging for ego's sake. I'm bragging to tell you that I know what I'm talking about here. There were two people you would go to in 2020 to prove the Arizona election was fraudulent, and the election audit was more fraudulent than the election. And those two people were Liz Harris and myself. I'm still on the speaking tour about this. People still want to know. So I hear from Tea Party, I hear from private groups that want me to come speak to their group on this topic because they deeply care. Election fraud is rampant, and here's how they do it, Sherry. Here's the long-winded explanation with the end story. What they do is they bring in the election results, and they realize, oh, crap, we're 50,000 votes behind. So they bring in 65,000, 70,000 of these fraudulent ballots stuffed into ballot boxes, as revealed on the great documentary by Dinesh D'Souza called 2,000 Mules. And they bring these illicit, made-up votes in, because the voting machines can only twist the election so much. It's about plus or minus 4%. And I have a source, a well-placed source, that is afraid to have his voice come on my show, even anonymously, for fear he'll be killed. But he worked inside the government, and he has the algorithm. And he has shown me conclusively how the machines are manipulated. So has Chris Kitsy over on our TV show. And by the way, their statements are just about identical. So, Sherry, here's the long and short of this. They bring in these fake ballots because the machines cannot cheat enough to offset some huge losses. But the ballots are unlimited. And the cover-up goes on. And let me just take a second and lay this out in Arizona. We had well-meaning Americans outside the legal limits. You can't interfere in voting, photograph, talk to, disparage if they're within so many feet of an election center, and that would be a ballot box. So what people did is they went 1 foot outside the legal limit, and they videotaped these ballot boxes in Arizona in Maricopa County, and they repeatedly showed them being stuffed. I've seen the videos. They aired on the net. Now, a judge came along, a Democratic judge, and said, we don't care if you're outside the limit, you're not videotaping anyone voting. It was a cover-up. It was a cover-up. And so elections get stolen. Now, I want to bring it back to Robert Kennedy. I'm not as far along in my belief in Robert Kennedy as you are, but it's probably more out of ignorance, Sherry, and you seem like you're farther ahead in your knowledge of him than I am. But let me just say this. Even if I were convinced he's the best man, and even if he could amass a majority, which I don't think he can because he doesn't have the funding, but if he could do all those things, he would still face a 4-6% cheat from the machines and the unlimited ballot box stuffing, which came in as a result of COVID. And that's why COVID was brought here, in my humble opinion. So, Sherry, I think Robert Kennedy has no choice. But I will tell you this. I'm going to say this about Trump, too. If Trump survives these legal challenges, and I do believe he will, and I think the Democrats know he will, but the problem is for Trump is that his reputation is stained among people who are ignorant, and they think, well, if he's charged this many times with crimes, he must be guilty of something. And so that's the reputation attack they're trying to do to Trump. But I'm going to say this, even if Trump survives, even if Trump gets to a point to where he's leading in the polls for the general election, they will kill him. and they will kill Robert Kennedy. Right now, they will take people down legally, and they'll throw all the poop up on the wall they can think they can gather on him and hope something sticks. But Sherry, at the end of the day, they will kill these people who oppose their power grab.
Are you saying we just need to play dirty?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. I'm a committed Christian. I only believe in violence and absolute self-defense when there's no other choice. And then you bring everything to bear. Just like this transgender, and we need to do a show on this too, but Day of Vengeance, which was April 1st, you come to my door and come after me, someone's going to die. You come at me with deadly intentions, someone's going to die. And I'm going to say that very bluntly. And I have no interest in persecuting transgender people. Quite frankly, with my mental health background and how I was educated and trained, transgender people have comorbidity mental illnesses in most cases, and they need to be treated, helped, and handled with compassion and love. And I really mean that sincerely. I find the whole process, especially what they're doing with kids, to be disgusting. But nonetheless, I don't believe in denying their constitutional rights. But also, too, six people are dead in Nashville that should not be dead, and they're not releasing that manifesto for a reason. We know one reason is because that assailant sought out the school that didn't have a school resource officer that was armed, so that would go against all Democratic arguments for protecting the kids with the armed guards. And then the second thing that's almost unmistakable at this point, because of the withholding of the evidence, is that she targeted Christians. And transgenders in writing from radical groups are targeting children. Children too, but they're targeting Christians. And they don't want that to come out. And so, Sherry, the bottom line is here is I don't believe most transgenders are of that mindset. They're not actively trying to murder people because of beliefs that say that what they're doing is a sin. I don't believe that most of them are like this. But there's some that are. And when they come after people, they need to be forcefully dealt with. That's my position. But back to the Robert Kennedy thing, he has no chance, in my humble opinion. And I'm sorry, Sherry, I wish I could give you better news, but Ron DeSantis can't win either. Rona McDaniel is on the payroll of Communist China. She took FTX money. She's a total traitor. And she's also a Romney. That's all you need to know about her. And she's the head of the Republican National Committee. She dispenses funds for campaigns. Mitch McConnell, who's also on the payroll of China to the tune of $25 million a year, he took FTX money, and he's the ranking GOP member of the Senate. He withheld funding for 8 GOP races of America First candidates. So he's one of them. He's a Democrat in disguise. And those people will deny people like Ron DeSantis and Robert Kennedy funding. And so when you take a look at Donald Trump, why can he win? Because he can fundraise outside the party. He had to do it in the primary election in 2016 and won. He can do it again. DeSantis does not have the national base yet. I think he could in 4 years, but not now. And Robert Kennedy has no base. And you don't get elected without money. Sorry, I'm sorry to rain on the parade, Sherry, but I wanted to put that out there. But listen, I trust your judgment. The reason you come on this show is because bioacoustics works. So what is it you like most about Kennedy?
Because he is not beholden to anyone, and he knows the dirt.
Yeah.
The other thing about it with Trump, I think he needs to stop bullying people. People don't like that.
I agree with you. I agree.
He needs to look at that reality. Think about this. Here is Trump in rallies, 20, 40, 100,000 people. Here is Biden in his basement, and he can't even get 20 people to come and listen to him.
I know.
How is it logical that that man won an election?
Yeah.
It is not reasonable to think that that is reality.
In Arizona, my sister-in-law and wife went to two Trump rallies of many. And in each case, they were in excess of 25,000 people attending. I saw a piece on a Saturday morning. Fox News 10 was covering where a Trump rally was supposed to be. And they said, quote, "Where is everybody? The only people here are the organizers of the rally." You're exactly right. But see, they brought in fake ballots in Arizona at the midnight hour so Biden could win by 11,000 votes. Mark Kelly, senator from Tucson, on the payroll of China. Mark Kelly lost to Martha McSally, but she was leading the entire night, but they brought in the ballots at the end of the night. Kyrsten Sinema was behind Martha McSally in another election, significantly behind when people went to bed. When we woke up in the morning, she had accumulated enough absentee ballots to win the election. Do you see the pattern?
I do, and it's garbage, and I can look at people's voice and tell who's not telling the truth. And what Biden is showing is he's selling America out the back door. And people are going to wake up and will be run by China. Then it's too late, people. Get out there and get this moving.
Yeah,
you're
right.
We need to play dirty.
Well, you asked me that question, so let me get down to it. I basically disavow using violence. And really, violent protests aren't the answer either. People say, well, look at France. France isn't far away from having the military. And I think some of the violence you're seeing in France is perpetuated by Confederates of Antifa. They're going in and being violent to discredit the movement. And we know that the Nancy Pelosi's stormtroopers from the DOJ and the Capitol Police and from the Washington, D.C. Police Department, we know they infiltrated the J6 people and they encouraged illegal behavior. We know that from the tapes now. And so they will promote a false flag to discredit any peaceful revolution. We don't need to gather. We really don't need to gather. What people need to do is withdraw their consent to be governed. If everybody woke up tomorrow, and let's say the country right now is probably 65-70% Republican. Don't believe the polls, okay? Most of this country is still conservative. And if we woke up tomorrow and let's say 60% of the country said, we're not paying your taxes anymore. We're not obeying your laws. They don't have enough law enforcement to take care of this. Their rule would crumble. Dictatorial leaders need to have compliance at some point. And this is why we do the food and water ads. Because, see, they know this. And they're moving to control the food and water against the people because they know they're not going to get the majority of them.
And medication.
Yeah, those are fringe types, though. That when I say 60%, I'm talking about people that aren't have serious mental illness. You know, basically the fringe is in the left. You know, if you're in what you used to call alternative lifestyles, the LGBTQ, and whatever else they tack onto the end now, but if you're in that movement, you used to have to keep your stuff secret. And now what they have found out, Americans don't give a crap who you sleep with. We all, most of us feel you have to stand before God on your own. You have to deal with the consequences of your own life decisions. And if you're not hurting anybody, you're protected by the Constitution. You're not protected by the Ten Commandments. I just want to make sure that people understand where I'm coming from on this. And I don't believe in persecution of these people for any reason, unless they're harming people. Well, when you put drag queens in first grade classrooms and talk about oral sex, now you're harming somebody. Those people need to be dealt with and put in prison. And we're not going far enough in dealing with that. But let me share with you one thing here, and I'm going to get your comment on this. When I wrote my article on the five ways that the election in Arizona was stolen. And I had solid inside information from election officials that were pissed off at how bad the audit was being done. And I could prove most of what they were saying. My article wasn't out 2 hours until people like our mutual friend Sarah Westall got a message saying, "You better stop supporting Dave Hodges. He's going to bring you down." Paul Preston, my good friend, the head of the New California Movement, he was told Dave Hodges is going to get you killed if you keep supporting this. That's how they responded to my article.
That was no one that was out for the people. I would like to make a suggestion from your show to the world. Why can't we put up our own election, a twin election that we control and we know what's going on?
That already happened in Arizona. That's a great idea you have, but you may not be aware of this. The Rasmussen poll, which is one of the few that you can mostly count on for being correct. The Rasmussen poll surveyed Arizona voters, and they did it scientifically. They did a certain percentage Democrat, a certain percentage independent, a certain percentage Republican. They went by participation levels, by age groups. Their model was representative of who voted, or let's say who got their votes counted. Carrie Lake won by 10%.
And she has that same believable voice and that same determinism to make a difference.
It's what do you see? What do you see in her profile? Do you recall from when you did it before?
That she's solid. She's for the people. There's not much ego. There's not much control issues, except where justice is concerned. But I can send you that if you want.
Okay, and yeah, send that to me. But also too, how about Alvin Bragg? What's your general impression? You said he doesn't have foundation, and I wanted to come back and ask you about that. Does that basically mean he's not committed to a philosophical ideal and he's being controlled by outside sources?
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought that's what.
And he has a lot of fantasy and a lot of naive in his voice that he thinks he's going to make a difference. They're going to use him and kill him off.
Interesting you say kill him off. I think they'll sacrifice him to the legal gods, but I think it'll be after the election. Have you noticed it's after the effects are done? Let me give you an example. The World Health Organization came out yesterday and said we shouldn't be vaccinating our kids. But that's not what they were saying during the height of COVID and how many kids were permanently damaged by this, myocarditis and so forth. And now they're saying, gee, guess what? Those masks did not work. Oh, guess what? The lockdown didn't change anything with COVID, but it sure as hell hurt the mental health of our country and the learning curve of our kids. Do you see
it killed a lot of people.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Sure, yeah, exactly. I interviewed Dr. Mark Sherwood here, Mark said the same thing. But you see where I'm going with this. They do the crime, and then they take it back. Oh, guess what?
Yes.
Guess what? The Wuhan flu did come out of the lab. It was human-made. Yeah, it was made by China with the participation of Fauci, and Hunter Biden was the transport agent when it was developed in raw form in Ukraine. I reported on this in 2014. I just didn't call COVID. I called it a pathological specimen that was shipped on Air Force Two, and Hunter Biden and Devin Archer accompanied it, and Paul Preston investigated this and said all six of the Air Force Two personnel are now dead. And it went to Wuhan in 2014. They weaponized it, and then they released it in the United States so they could change election laws and get ballot harvesting and ballot stuffing. And that's what stole the election from Donald Trump, and China wanted him out. The Democrats wanted him out. So there we are, Sherry.
It's just a smokescreen what's happening to Donald Trump. Just cover up other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to propose one question.
Okay.
If we took all of these semi-automatic guns and we put them on a table in Congress in front of everybody and sat and watched those guns, how many of them do you think would get up and kill somebody? Mm-hmm. The guns are not the problem, people. Think about it. the guns are not the problem.
Well,
Access to
yeah.
it.
If you're in China, okay, Bob Griswold has spent time in China. He's a regular guest on my show. I'm not allowed to talk about his background, so you have to read between the lines. But Bob Griswold admits on my show he's been in China. And he said on my show a few days ago, if you want a gun in China, you can get it. So those six kids in Memphis would still be dead. But if you take away enough guns from the American people, an invasion force like the Chinese will have less opposition. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Absolutely. And I think that's where a lot of illegals are coming in to amass an army inside the US.
Yeah, I'm going to toot my horn here for a second. I wrote an article, 2009, I believe it was. No, 2012, on the Common Sense Show. 2012, 2013, I repeated the article, and I said, we are going to wake up to a Tet Offensive in this country because of our open borders. And what I meant is when the Tet Offensive happened in 1968, the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong responded for propaganda purposes to invade in a so-called ceasefire during the Tet Lunar New Year. They attacked on the ceasefire every provincial capital, including occupying for a while the U.S. Embassy in Saigon, the capital city. And they did it because Lyndon Johnson was telling the American people a bold-faced lie. He said, we're winning in Vietnam and it won't be long till we have total control of the country. Well, they wanted to destroy his credibility by launching this operation. So I wrote this article in 2012 and I said, we're going to wake up to a Tet Offensive one day because of open borders. And when Doug Thornton was in, where was it, Portland, he was a supervisor for DHS in Portland fighting against Antifa. And interestingly, they would arrest Antifa people for having incendiary devices attacking federal officers. And of course, the DOJ would just turn them loose. But something else they discovered, and this made the media. At that time, there were three major weapons caches that were put in America by the communist Chinese. Now, this made the mainstream media. They quickly hushed it up, but it was in the media, and everyone said, oh, that must be for Antifa. That's not Antifa's MO. Antifa's not going to come at you with armed assaults. They like to throw Molotov cocktails, but they are not an armed insurrection with regard to rifles and pistols. So who are those guns for? It's for the people that are going to rise up inside this country as a fifth column force. You are absolutely correct, Sherry.
I wish I wasn't.
Well, you are. I want to go back to one more reading, though, on Alvin Bragg. Besides No Foundation, what else do you get from him on your research?
Naivete, fantasy. Somebody has really stoked his fire that he's going to get something big out of
He's going to
this.
be the governor. I mean, to me, that would be a logical conclusion. Alvin, take down the president, man, and you'll live a famous life, and people will be recruiting you to run for the Senate, or you look, I took down the corrupt Trump. I guarantee you, that's what's going on. I think you're right on the money.
Well, I would like you to post this stuff that I did on Kennedy, even though you don't agree with my conclusions, just because when I looked at his, it gave me hope that somebody's going to do
Okay.
something, and that really helped me.
Sherry, I would say this. Look at the founder of Veritas and what happened to him. His group was taken over on the inside from a company he formed, and they kicked him out. James
Yes.
O'Keefe. And that's just symbolic of what's happening to Trump. That's symbolic of what'll happen to Kennedy. And if he gains enough steam, he'll end up like Bobby Kennedy. That's my fear. I don't necessarily disagree with you though on your assessment of Robert Kennedy, because I'll just say it this way: you've been right so many times. I would be a fool to disagree with you. I just am not there in my research on him yet. That's all I'm saying. And
I
I don't
have
think he can win because of the money issue.
some things against him. He supported Hillary in the last election.
Democrat, yep.
He also has a reputation with the ladies, like his
Well,
uncle.
he's a Kennedy.
But boy,
I hear what you're saying. He's championing the right causes because, like John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, they may have been promiscuous, but they had ideals for the country. I agree with that. I totally agree with what you're saying. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't find the same thing here. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We got unfinished business. We're going to take it up over at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll have that show up, I don't know, a week or so. But you want to sign up for it, folks, because we bring in experts like Sherry, and they tell you what's going on. Sherry, tell people how they can get a hold of you, and we got about 20 seconds.
Well, I have to do one last thought. I think Kennedy would take out Biden. And people can get in touch with me at Sherry, Sharry, on air at gmail.com, and I'll send you the computer programs to do what I do. I will send you our
awesome
Biggest Liar book, and you can learn to do this for yourself.
I love it. Sherry, thanks for joining us. I'll be in touch. We'll get you over on the TV. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you all back here next time.